current state here on 90.5 WKAR. Thanks for joining us. Enbridge is still trying to clean up the remaining tar sands crude oil in the Kalamazoo River watershed from a spill 3 years ago. Recently, the EPA denied Enbridge's request to extend the deadline for dredging sections of the river. As the tar sands oil industry continues to grow, a pressing issue is finding ways to transport the crude oil to refineries elsewhere. Some are hoping to ship tar sands oil across the Great Lakes, while others fear another disaster like the Kalamazoo spill. Last week, the Alliance for the Great Lakes released a report indicating there are gaps in the basin's oil spill response and prevention methods. Lyman Welch, the report's author and the Water Quality Program Director at the Alliance for the Great Lakes, says one of the biggest concerns is that tar sands crude oil is extremely difficult to clean up.
Tar sands crude oil is a dirty form of crude. It's heavier than water, and when a spill occurs, the tar sands crude oil will sink to the bottom and will be very difficult to clean up. As we've seen in 2010, an Enbridge pipeline broke in Michigan and spilled into the Kalamazoo River. And despite over $1 billion being spent and 3 years of cleanup, 20% of the tar sands crude that spilled there remains on the bottom of the river. And that shows us the real concern that we have if a tar sands spill were to happen in the Great Lakes.
There are currently proposals seeking permits to ship crude tar sands on the Great Lakes. The greatest environmental threat would, of course, be an oil spill in the basin. If a spill were to happen, what would that look like?
A spill in the Great Lakes, especially a tar sand spill, would be devastating. The Great Lakes provide drinking water for over 40 million people in the region, as well as recreation and supports our economy. As we've seen with the Kalamazoo spill, the tar sands is very difficult to remove and clean up. We currently do not have the equipment or procedures in place to respond to a tar sand spill in the Great Lakes.
Do we ship conventional oil and other materials on the Great Lakes already?
Currently, there's no tar sands oil being shipped on the Great Lakes. We do have some shipment of some types of refined oil products like fuel oil or small quantities of gasoline going to islands to serve. Most of the cargo that's shipped on the Great Lakes is grain or limestone or taconite, iron ore, types of bulk products rather than petroleum products form a very small percentage of what is currently shipped on the Great Lakes.
Well, can a stronger regulatory framework address this threat then, or does another approach need to be arrived at here?
What the Great Lakes need is for our region to make a choice as to whether tar sands shipment on the Great Lakes is an appropriate activity that we want to encourage and support in our region. Since the Great Lakes provide drinking water for over 40 million people, it's a serious concern whether we want this type of heavy crude oil to be shipped on the Great Lakes. In our recent report by the Alliance for the Great Lakes, we looked at the current spill prevention and response regulations that we have in the United States and Canada, and we found that there are a number of holes in our current policy.
But if the consensus were yes, can it be made safe?
No form of shipment of petroleum, whether it be on the lakes or by rail or pipeline, can be completely safe. There's always an element of risk, and that is why it's very important for the Great Lakes region to gather more information and make an informed choice as to whether the shipment of tar sands on the Great Lakes that provide a source of drinking water and recreation and ecology for the region is the right choice for us.
For you, then, do the what-ifs outweigh the energy needs that we have or any potential economic gains?
What we know right now is that our current spill prevention and response capability is not ready for tar sands shipments by vessels on the Great Lakes. We know that the United States Coast Guard and Homeland Security recently reviewed spill response protocols for submerged oil and found that all the current methods for recovering oil are inadequate. Our report looked at state and federal regulations in place for prevention and response and found a number of areas where that could be improved. So just like the region considered whether oil drilling should be allowed in the Great Lakes, now we are facing a similar choice driven by the economy and the demand to process tar sands at refineries in the Great Lakes. And our region has a clear choice to make whether tar sands crude oil shipments on the Great Lakes are appropriate for our region.
We're talking with Lyman Welch, director of the Alliance for the Great Lakes Water Quality Program, about shipping tar sands and oil on the Great Lakes. Last week on Tuesday, you attended a public hearing in Wisconsin held by the Department of Natural Resources, which focused on a permit application to make major upgrades to a dock in Superior, Wisconsin. The dock would be used for shipping oil. How did that meeting go?
There was a large turnout by the public at that meeting in Superior, Wisconsin. And the majority of people in the meeting were quite concerned with the prospect of shipping tar sands crude oil on the Great Lakes. The permit at issue in the hearing was focused on the repair of the dock, but there are plans and discussions in the works and permit applications that have been filed to develop a large oil shipment complex that would use the dock in Superior, Wisconsin to ship tar sands, crude oil, and other crude oil on vessels across the Great Lakes. And those plans would involve spending $25 million or more and could begin shipment of crude oil as early as 2015. And the people in the room in Superior, Wisconsin, and in the community were quite concerned about that prospect and whether it was right for their community and for the Great Lakes as a whole.
Well, given the oil boom that's taking place in Canada and North Dakota and places west of us here, do you still expect to see a greater number of proposals requesting permission to ship crude oil through the Great Lakes?
Yes, the economy and the realities of the oil situation make it so that there is a great deal of demand to bring tar sands crude oil into the Midwest for refining. Enbridge has a number of proposals to increase its pipeline and the supply of tar sands crude oil into the region. And we expect that in addition to this proposal, other facilities will be looking at a shipment on the water as an alternative to rail or a pipeline shipment for crude oil.
You know, this meeting in Superior was held by the Wisconsin DNR, but the Great Lakes don't belong to just one state or even one country for that matter. Are there any efforts to more thoroughly address this issue as a region?
Yes, there are. The Great Lakes are a binational resource that are shared between the United States and Canada. As part of our work, we have called on the United States and Canada to notify each other of their plans to ship tar sands crude oil under the provisions of the Great Lakes Water Quality Agreement between those two countries. And that would allow a binational conversation and discussion about the risks and the cumulative effects of shipping tar sands crude oil. In addition, the Great Lakes Commission, another binational body, is studying the effects of shipping tar sands crude oil by all means, pipeline, rail, and vessel shipment on the Great Lakes, and is working on a report to come out next year in 2014 on this subject.
We'll be keeping an eye out for that. Lyman Welch is the director of the Alliance for the Great Lakes Water Quality Program. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks.
And this environmental segment of Current State is supported by Michigan State University's Knight Center for Environmental Journalism. For more news of the Great Lakes environment, you can check out greatlakesecho.org.